February is Heart Health Month, and to help us celebrate and talk a little bit about being more heart healthy, Dr. Mahesh Anantha, interventional cardiologist with White River Health, is joining us in the studio this morning. Dr. Anantha, first off, tell me a little bit about yourself. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Dr. Mahesh Anantha. I'm one of the interventional cardiologists, and I'm also a vascular specialist. I've been practicing at the White River Health for the past 3 years now. And I've had my training from the East Coast to the West Coast, starting at Mayo, Creighton, University of Minnesota, Yale, and Arizona. And what I tell people around us, it's just basically much different here, and I love it here. So,
very good. Well, we're glad to have you here. Like we said, February is National Heart Health Month. Let's talk just for a moment. What are a few things that people can do to stay heart healthy on their own?
Absolutely. Think of it as giving your heart a Valentine's Day treat every day of the year. First step, let's get moving. Regular exercise, it's like a love letter to your heart. Next, fill your plate with heart-healthy foods like colorful fruits and veggies, lean proteins and whole grains. And don't you ever forget to stress the mood, whether it's through meditation, yoga, or a good laugh with friends. Finding ways to unwind is key to helping your heart healthy. And finally, don't forget, tobacco is your enemy.
You were talking about food, and you named off, I think, everything I don't eat enough of. way too many fried foods and things like that down here in the South, which a little bit of exercise can help offset some of that, but we do need to be very vigilant about our diet.
Very 100% true. Again, your exercise, if you really want to know the recommendations, the American Heart Association says 35 to 45 minutes of moderate intensity activity 3 to 4 times a week is all you need to keep your heart healthy and going.
Not too hard to do if you just take the time and make that a priority.
I know, right? Just 45 minutes. We don't think about it, but it's just very, very short period of time that you can really do it.
Yeah. Let's talk about taking the next step in being heart healthy. White River Health has a Heart Healthy CT at White River Medical Center in Batesville. It's only $49 for an out-of-pocket expense. Tell me a little bit about the scan and what things are being evaluated.
Very true. Yes, we do have a new system to evaluate your heart's health with a CT scan of the heart. It's like a superhero cape for your heart. It's a non-invasive imaging test that gives us a detailed look at your heart and your blood vessels that supply to your heart. So we are primarily looking for calcium buildup in the coronary arteries, which is usually secondary to hardening the arteries with cholesterol deposits. And basically, every risk factor that can increase this is going to build up calcium in your heart. So indirectly, by estimating the amount of calcium that's built up in your heart, we can say if someone has a coronary disease or not, and if they are at risk of manifesting a coronary artery event, which is a heart attack in the future. So what we are looking for is to get a number. So it's a very simple, non-invasive test. Basically, a non-invasive test is you don't get an IV. You just come in there, you just get out of the CT scan. We just basically screen for how much calcium is around your heart, and we exclude the layer around your heart. We exclude the valves. We just focus on your blood circulation, the blood vessels, and see how much calcium is in there. And if we catch any issues early by screening your calcium, we can take action and keep your heart healthy and in tip-top shape in the future.
Very good. Now, it's important to point out this is not a clear-all. If you get a great score on it, doesn't mean that there's not the possibility of something else afoot, but it does kind of clear that first hurdle, doesn't it?
Exactly. So we always talk about positive predictive value and negative predictive value. It's a little complicated, but this test, if you find something, then it's definitely suggestive of a problem. If you don't find something, I'm not going to say everything is clean, but it's a good screening test to find your risk early. And if you don't find it, if you have symptoms, you should still get evaluated with more tests in the future. But if you have this positive CT scan, then the next step, you should talk to your provider, and they will go about doing a heart cath or an angiogram or another form of test to evaluate this more.
Now tell me about the criteria for the Heart Healthy CT. What is the ideal candidate for this?
So great questions. We are typically looking at adults over 40 years of age who do have risk factors for heart disease. Talk about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obese patients, high blood pressure, and we talked about stress at work and family history of heart problems. Basically, when you say family history, a premature history of heart disease in your family, when in men who are less than 65 and females less than 55, if they had a stroke or a heart attack in your family, you are at high risk of getting heart disease. And I said, tell my patients, you do have higher risk of getting heart disease from genes. Your bad genes contribute to almost 40%. So family history, again, with all the risk factors we talked about, 40 years and above. Again, less than 40, I don't think the test is as valuable, and it's not recommended by the Heart Association. And the best part of the test is no doctor's order needed. And you can just take charge of your heart health and schedule the scan yourself. And this is not a test for patients who had a bypass before, a surgery before, or had stents placed, because it discharges the amount of calcium and we have to look at different types of things. But if you're a healthy guy, you're looking for stratifying your risk, 40 years and above, men and women with all the risk factors we talked about are good candidates for the test.
Very good. What number do people call to see if they qualify or to schedule the service?
Yeah, it's as easy as picking up the phone and dialing the number 870-262-2929. Again, it's 870-262-2929. As you mentioned, the test just basically costs $49. It's out of pocket or it's covered by insurance. And the team at White River is ready to help you to take your first step towards your health by just as simple as calling this number.
Easy enough. And does that go beyond the month of February? Because we're right here at the end of February.
No, this test is there forever. Like, so basically, we are promoting awareness this month by making you look at this new type of thing that we're doing. But it's going to be a very good test that it's going to be existing. And we have higher modalities to evaluate your heart on top of what we're doing. But this is going to be here forever to stay.
Very good. Just more of the proactive and preventive care going on over at White River Health. Dr. Anantha, thanks for joining us.
The pleasure's all mine. Remember, folks, your heart is the most valuable player. Let's keep it healthy and strong. Thank you.